Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning's listener essay is by Wally Nichols.
Come here, you little tomato. Let me see you up close. I question your authenticity. It is, after all, early spring, and the only thing that grows around here these days on my farm is mud. Yet, I still hoist you up at the supermarket and consider you. You're not cheap, either. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. My little daughter needs veggies, even if you are a fruit posing as a vegetable. Or a vegetable posing as a fruit. You're the Senator Joe Lieberman of fruits and yet the Senator Joe Lieberman of veggies. A garden politician without a party and looking trustworthy from afar. You're an easier sell than broccoli to my child, no matter how much butter or even chocolate sauce I drizzle on. I want summer back, I guess, and you're a proxy agent for my wishes, though it's a foregone conclusion that you and your mealy texture and your bland taste will gravely disappoint my palate. You're shipped in from California or somewhere where you are picked prematurely by people who get to wear shorts and work on their tans as I wade through hip-deep mud and throw last season's hay to disappointed horses. You're doing the best you can, tomato, genetically modified as you are, so I don't fault you for trying, and I don't mean this grouse to be personal. It's more of a systemic indictment. Vermilion in an exterior hue, translucent waxy white on the inside, like you've been frozen and thawed a few too many times, not unlike my 10th grade geometry teacher. You're displayed on a visually alluring and angled bed at the supermarket where you're surrounded by other suspiciously red orbs and accented by the jacked up, contrasting verdancy of basil, itself an equally suspect imposter this time of year. If there was such a thing as veggie porn, a tomato and basil display right as we walk in the supermarket would be it. Who wouldn't cobble together a nice summer salad, even if summer belongs to those half a world away? But what choice is there? Ketchup? That doesn't really count. Come here, you little tomato. I will eat you anyway, and I'll put on my best pasty New England smile as I wait for summer and the genuine article.
Wally Nichols is a horse farmer in Kerhonkson, New York. He has a new book out called Dear Wally, a collection of 50 snarky advice columns. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.